I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I was trying to think of the last time I went to, like, one of the newer shopping centers in the Twin Cities. And the answer is Sunday. On Sunday, at about 12:30, Alyssa wanted to get food for lunch. We had dinner plans at a friend's house that we were going to at 4 o'clock. So it was like 12:30, and we're like, we better eat something now. And we're in Maple Grove, so we pulled into the shops at Arbor Lakes, where I saw where we were going to go to Punch Pizza. And there was nowhere to park, so I pulled right out of the parking lot and got on the highway. That was the last time I went to one of the Twin Cities' newer shopping centers. Axios Twin Cities headline, a decade without a major shopping center is squeezing Twin Cities retailers. It's kind of interesting that rent is going up. Retail rent in the Twin Cities last quarter grew almost 7%, largest rent hike in the nation. And so what I find amazing about this story that basically says there's a lack of space for retailers and restaurants. The last two big shopping centers that opened was City Place in Woodbury and Central Park Commons in Eagan in 2016 and 2017. Now, Woodbury City Place is like the shopping center where it used to be like that. Wasn't it insurance headquarters? Like State Farm was over there, I think. I mean, it's not like it's like the shop. What are the Woodbury shops? They have this. It's the same bit, right? Like shops at Woodbury Lakes or something like that. These are basically like glorified strip malls. Eagan Central Park Commons is the same bit, too. There's like a big old Hy-Vee in there and then a Hobby Lobby and a Total Wine. So it's like the classic suburban, like giant parking lot, big box store. I was surprised that there's a shortage of these things because aren't all of these big box stores like sort of going by the wayside? We have plenty of grocery stores. And frankly, you feel like you never have enough grocery stores, right? The grocery store can never be close enough to you. But I'm curious. I'm like, what do people need? Like what's, you know, when you think about like what stores you would want, like what, I don't know. Don't we have enough? Have I gotten to that point of life? We have enough stores. Can't we just backfill? Like aren't there plenty of abandoned stores out there? I don't know. The story in Axios is pointing out that the Twin Cities suburbs are pretty full. And the typical shopping center today, like I had not really considered this as a shopping center, but I guess this is the predominant thing. Like you've got the big mall, right? Like the indoor mall or the outdoor mall, like in Maple Grove, and there's the outlet malls in Eagan and at Albertville. And then you have the strip mall, like the old school strip mall. But I didn't think about these, like they call these power centers, which makes it sound way cooler than it is. But that they're full. The only spot really left is like Northeast Blaine, Lakeville, Rosemount, and then that way northwest corner of Maple Grove where like Lifetime is opening that brand new fitness center up by the Target and everything. Are you guys going to stores? I feel like everyone I know that is under the age of 50 gets everything delivered to their house. And even if it's grocery, if it's Target or Walmart, they're getting that delivered to their house. Isn't everybody just, no one's leaving their house anymore, are they? Do we need more strip malls? Have you guys been driving around your suburbs thinking, you know what we need? More strip malls. Oh. More suburban giant parking lots. Wouldn't that be amazing? That's just sort of weird to me. Living in downtown St. Paul, I wish I had a Cub close to me, you know, and it's not that far. You go to Maplewood or whatever, but like, we're getting an Aldi.
Not as close as
I don't like Aldi.
You're living in Maple Grove to get to a Cub.
In Maple Grove, like, I could roll out of bed and be at like a grocery store. Yeah. There are like seven.
I think people want the shopping center, right? They want it to be filled with mom and pop places because we all hate Amazon and Walmart and all of these big boxers that are ruining the world and creating kajillionaires. And we, you know, and then when it comes down to it and I need to get something I don't have time to go get it, and I can click a button on my phone and it can be there in 2 hours. We just do that because it's easier and that's life and that's just what we do. So I understand the hesitancy. I mean, it's you know, to build one of those has to cost a ton of money, and you have to get a bunch of tenants that are going to sign longer term leases to make it, you know, viable. And I think, like I said, I think people want that kind of access, or they want to want it. But when it comes down to real life, that's, you know, we vote with our phones now. Yeah. Right? You know what I'm saying?
And a texter points out actually the most interesting reuse of shopping centers we've seen in the Twin Cities has been this proliferation of Asian malls. So a texter says they're building a new Asian mall inside of Burnsville Center. Mm. They just opened a new Asia mall in Blaine, and they already have one in Eden Prairie. And it's sort of like combo food court / ethnic grocery store.
That's what, I mean, the old school shopping center isn't going to be viable anymore.
I don't think so.
Because Amazon and the big boxers have just killed it. But
other than luxury,
that's just it. You have to find stuff that isn't easily accessible the same way that everything else is, right? So you have to there has to be a theme. There has to be an experience. There has to be some sort of product that isn't easily attainable. You have to have that in order to make it work.
Texter says they need a fabric store, not necessarily a strip mall, but a fabric store. It's true. You used to have like all those Joann fabrics. There were a lot more fabric stores. There's that big one up in Maple Grove, the SR Harris, or that's in Brooklyn Park. But the kind of Michaels style fabric store. Yeah, I don't know. We have like dollar stores, and then we have luxury. And Dan's right. I think everything else in the middle, you sort of are, you're getting it delivered. Let's break in a minute. I want to talk about National Dive Bar Day. I love a dive bar. What's your favorite? 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in a minute.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Twins ticket Tuesday is today. 4-pack of tickets to Saturday. This weekend it's going to be hot. And summertime at the ballpark, you know what? Shirts optional. So if you win those Twins ticket Tuesday, 4-pack of tickets, shirts optional. That's according to me.
Isn't the whole tarps off thing, isn't that like a thing?
That's a thing now, yeah.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
This weekend, Seth was at the Yankees-Twins game in New York.
The one we lost?
No, he was at the one we won.
All right. One of the two that we won.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And he...
Otherwise, I was going to blame him.
So I was watching on TV, and they had like...
The tarps off people.
100 or 200.
Yeah, it's a thing.
College boys with their shirts off. I don't know. Have your fun, right? When Dan plays the thing, be the caller and do the deal. Okay. I promoted it, all right? At least I did it. It's National Dive Bar Day, and... I hope everybody celebrates today. Now, some texters coming in. 651-461-9226. I want you to flood the text line with your favorite dive bar. We have Schuller's in Golden Valley. Not sure if it meets the criteria. I think so. That place has been around long enough. I think that's a winner. Another texter says Jimmy's on Cedar in South Minneapolis. Great food, tacky atmosphere. You need the tacky atmosphere. You need, like, I like Grumpy's in Northeast Because it's simple. You know what they have at Grumpy's? Beer. It's a bar. Like, they have some wine. Do you want to drink it? No. I think if you, any bar that has wine that you look at and you're like, I can't order that. It might be a dive bar. Might be a dive bar. Dive bars are great. Grumpy's is a good one. I don't keep them. Sandy's is another good one. Dusty's, very good. Keep the text coming. Continental Diamond Time Check, 358. Yeah, you can wear your luxury pre-owned timepiece from Continental Diamond into your neighborhood dive bar. It's called Living High Low. It's fantastic. Check out their selection at ContinentalDiamond.com. Can you ask somebody out at the gym? We'll talk about that with Ask Adri.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.